AK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers, broad. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Army post in Georgia that was previously known as Fort Benning and changed to Fort Moore is now Fort Benning again. ABC's Stephen Portnoy explains.
The change from Fort Moore to Fort Benning appears to restore a name Congress retired 4 years ago. But rather than honoring a Confederate brigadier general, the Benning now being honored was a hero of World War I. Corporal Fred Benning was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his action in France in 1918. This change follows a similar move by Defense Secretary Hegseth to rename Fort Bragg in North Carolina. The Bragg, whose name is now on the sign, was a recipient of the Silver Star for his service in World War II.
Officials reporting at least a dozen new cases of measles in West Texas. The head of the state's health department says there are now 158 cases. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that he's deeply concerned about the outbreak. Health officials now warning travelers a child with measles passed through New York's JFK Airport. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothy Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Nora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Nora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Nora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and a little bit of rain in the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the lower 40s. Rain looks more likely heading into Tuesday afternoon. Cloudy skies with highs in the upper 40s. A winter storm watch Tuesday night, 1 to 4 inches by Wednesday morning. Right now it's 40.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we all want clean drinking water. What about road salt? What happens with that? We'll kick that around tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we are back, going straight to the phones. We've got Joe from Portland, Oregon. It's a little disrespect for me to call him Joe because I know this caller. Pop, go ahead.
Well, I am calling because I think there's some underreporting on the Zelensky debacle last week that has great significance. And this is there was an almost immediate response from Russian media praising Trump and saying how wonderful it was and condemning Zelensky. And that was possible because there was a TASS reporter in the Oval Office when it went down. TASS is the Russian media that is controlled by the government. And what that tells me is that is almost irrefutable proof that what happened when Vance went after Zelensky and became the contentious dispute between the three of them, when that went down, was planned and part of a long-term strategy designed to continue to seek the love affair between Trump and Putin, and to get us out of helping Ukraine. And the other thing that is underreported, which is really depressing to me, there is a WIC poll that they polled. They took 1,000 people. The appropriate percentage of Republicans and independents and Democrats played 11 minutes of that debacle to them and asked their response, and a healthy majority thought that Trump and Vance did a good thing, which just scares the bejesus out of me.
Yeah. Well, Dad, thanks for the call.
What it tells me is there really is a growing Trump cult that is dominating Republican politics.
Yeah. No, that's been true for a while, but thanks for the call. We'll be doing News with My Dad in full-throated fashion tomorrow on Tuesday Newsday. Love you, Papa. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for giving the task story. I'll give a little bit more off air.
Have a good one.
All right, take care. Well, I will be on air. He will be off air. So TASS, Russian state media, did gain access to the Oval Office during the press conference. There's conflicting reports. The White House says, but yeah, they got in there, but then we let them back out. It wasn't supposed to happen. They sort of snuck in. That's its own problem, right? Like, sneak into the Oval Office, but that is incredible. But the fact that Reuters and the AP weren't allowed in the press pool during that time, let me say again, Reuters and AP weren't allowed in the press pool during that time, but that Russian state media was allowed in, that should send pretty significant signals. That should send pretty significant signals. And yes, two things. One, everything that Pop said about now how it's being reported in Russia, and that, and also that, yeah, this was cooked up so that they could get a response. And I want this in our strategic brain. If I had a Christmas wish, and I know Christmas is a while back, but if I had a Christmas wish, it is for a strategic pro-democracy movement, a strategic progressive movement, one that gets ever and ever smarter and ever, ever more strategic. That doesn't mean scared. That certainly doesn't mean sitting on its hands. It does mean thoughtful and intentional. Too often the word thoughtful means slower. I don't mean slower. Very often I mean faster. I mean strategic and smart with objectives in mind, tactically sound. That's what I'm urging. And recognize that much of Trump's game is to pick a fight. It's much of his game. Because think about that phrase. Pick doesn't just mean, there's a fight's going to happen. Pick means choose. Choose a fight. And he picks the fight so he can focus the attention. This is going to seem way off topic, but I got to say it. Years ago, I remember Eminem did an anti-Trump rap. And it was pretty skillful. It was pretty courageous, right? And this is a guy who was from the 8 Mile, from a voting district in Detroit that has consistently predicted presidential winners for a bunch of years. It is a bunch of poor white people, and poor white people have fortunately, unfortunately, been an interesting predictor of presidential elections over the last bunch of years. And here comes Eminem from the 8 Mile, who lambasts Trump, making a video to do that. And Trump, of course, Trump always hits back who hits him, right? Trump always, anybody after goes after Trump, he has to go back. Certainly if they're high profile, got to go back at him, right? Whether it's Taylor Swift or whether it's a Democratic elected official, whether it's the leader of another sovereign nation, he's got to hit back. After Eminem did that, Trump was crickets. He was crickets. The last thing he wanted was to pick that fight. I've thought about it ever since. At least two reasons. One, because who wants to get in a battle of words, one of the great crafters of battle of words of the last time? I wouldn't get in a verbal sparring match with Eminem. That's one. Trump was scared of him. The other was he didn't want to highlight that. He didn't want to highlight a relatively young white man from the 8 Mile, from outside of the center of Detroit, criticizing the president. Trump picks the fights. He picks the fights. So we've got to figure out what fights we want to pick. What he looks for is provocation. They wanted to make Zelensky look bad. They wanted to give themselves an excuse to do what Putin put Trump in office to do in the first place, was to help him gain power and gain territory and gain coastland in Ukraine, gain minerals, gain farmland. So, all right, let's go back to your calls. Clay from Vicksburg, you're on the air.
Hi there. I just wanted to say first that your dad seemed, I think he's spot on. I mean, I hate conspiracy theories, but damn, that's, you know, what you said too about the press corps, AP not being allowed, but this guy got in, that just seems very odd. But I think you are spot on about your comment about the we want to act like we want to show, have our leader, our representative show to be the kinds of people that people will look at them and say, that's the kind of person I want in office. You know, I think that's a great point. And then I also wanted to ask your opinion. What would you think about any of these news organizations that have any kind of integrity that are in the press corps to just not go, because they're not going to get anything but lies anyway. So why bother?
This is
show up. I wonder.
No, I appreciate that call and I appreciate the suggestion. This is the kind of protest. Thanks so much for your call. And thanks so much for calling Vicksburg, by the way. Keep spreading the faith. So this is the kind of protest. This is the kind of boycott that I think makes eminent sense. It's got a moral underpinning. And I think that's really important, right? You don't just protest for show, and you don't just protest on emotion. You protest with a moral base, and you protest thinking about who you want the enemy to be and who you want the face to be, who you want where you want that focus to be. And the media should be saying, if you are going to understand that it's not, and by the way, Jane Meyer from The New Yorker, if you want to listen to somebody, listen to her. She is consistently demonstrating good judgment about this stuff, and she understands the gravity. And for members of the press to say, listen, if for the first time in anybody's memory that the presidency, that the political office within the presidency is going to decide who gets to report on White House news up close, that's fine. We're going to do something else entirely. And deciding what they're going to cover, changing how they do things, and making it really clear to people, and doing more than just what the New York Times editorial page did, was take out the full page editorial against Trump during the election, but regularly reporting and including within commentary how this stuff is not only against the norm, but bad, anti-democratic, the kind of thing that cannot stand, and they have got to stand against it. I think that is the kind of thing, not just relying on politicians, but relying on people with other kinds of levers of power. Last word for you, Clay.
Well, that's pretty much it. I'm glad that you think that might be a reasonable approach, because I just think the more you ignore Trump, the more he's going to hate it.
I agree with you. I think that's strategic.
Be a good thing.
Yep. I think that's strategic.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it. And here's another thing. Think about when you're and I want to say this, because when I'm saying strategic, I don't mean calm down. It's kind of the opposite that I mean. Now is not a time to calm down. Now is time to take the rage and turn it into a laser beam, is to focus it and make it clear and precise what you want to try to accomplish. We won't always get it right. Lasers will be pointed different directions. That's okay. But be as intentional as we can. That's the thing I think the moment requires. In addition to rage and fear, not to be frozen and then to act. And when you act, act with intention. So, as you're thinking about where you want to point your laser beam, think about where it can have impact. Think about if a group of people did a thing, they might be able to change the conduct of that entity. I do think people who are subscribers asking their media entities to do blank sometimes might be able to get those media entities to listen, and they might start doing blank. Right? That is the kind of place where you might. The problem protesting Trump, not only does he like it, and I'm not saying don't do it. The problem is, not only does he like it, it lets him pick that fight, lets him focus on attention. He likes the attention on him. But also, he's not changing his mind because of what a protester says. He might change his mind if the economy tanks. He might change his mind if the media tanks on him. He might change his mind if other world leaders say things. He might change his mind if other leaders of major corporations start acting differently and not just kowtowing to him as they're doing now. Think about who your target is. Think about who you're trying to persuade. We got to go to break in a minute, and then we'll come back. So I guess I would ask, here's a question for you. Who do you think are those targets? Where do you think, and like convincing some Democratic politicians to vote against Trump, they all are, right? There's not even a Joe Manchin now. And that's not to the good, by the way. Joe Manchin was a vote that would have been very useful right now. But that's not me agreeing with him on any number of policy issues, to be very, very, very clear. But where do you think the levers of power are right now? If you're one of those people with rage, where do you want to point it? If there's somebody you're trying to persuade, who do you think could be persuaded? If you've already written off your MAGA hat wearing cousin or uncle, where do you think is a point of leverage? How can we have a smarter, strategic, more tactical, progressive pro-democracy movement? We'll be back on Tom's show, your show. I'm Jeff.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Speed Round coming up next.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes. So why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even a post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that, too. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. And look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, Maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, you can save 20% off with promo code TOM at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code THOM TOM. cbdistillery.com, cbdistillery.com, cbdistillery.com. I said it two times fast, plus another time. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Yes, available in 47 other proud states of this great union. Let's get to your calls. Let's go to Mike, who wins the most patient listener award. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I think what we should do, what Congress should do, is let the Trump tax cuts expire and use the Obama tax cuts instead. That will raise revenue, and there will be no cuts to anything. We had a double-digit gains in the stock market and a great economy under Obama. Most of government waste is in big pharma, defense spending, corporate health care companies billing us to death, and bad corporate subsidies. We need to lift the cap to $1 million for Social Security. We need to call Trump out as he screws up. Today he let 800 National Oceanic Weather people fire them today. Another thing is Tesla's stock is down 25% valuation. His wealth is down $100 billion. Thank you, America. Boycott Tesla.
Mike, thanks for the great call. Appreciate your time. Let's go straight. We got 1 minute for Brian in Minneapolis. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. Because Trump and Musk have confiscated the U.S. Treasury, there should be a moratorium nationally on all foreclosures and evictions. If the Democrats could unite behind this, this would push back about what everything the Republicans are doing.
I appreciate the call.
J.B. Pritzker said yesterday there'll be 770,000 Illinoisans lose their health coverage if they don't get Medicaid flowing.
Yeah, and we will, and thank you, Brian, for the call. Before we go to break, let me say that we will, I want to make sure that I'm not falling into traps. This Ukraine stuff is real. This Ukraine stuff is significantly what was behind. Like, why was there so much foreign support? Why did Donald Trump go to Russia in 1987 and come back and start pushing against American foreign policy in favor of Russian foreign policy? This has been a long time coming so that Russia could start regaining global military power and projecting more power through Eastern Europe. I also want to make sure we're paying attention to what's happening here, including the 800 Oceanic workers who just got fired today. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We are going to get to every single caller who's on the board right now after this break.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers, broad. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated six times and won five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and a little bit of rain in the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the lower 40s. Rain looks more likely heading into Tuesday afternoon. Cloudy skies with highs in the upper 40s. A winter storm watch Tuesday night, 1 to 4 inches by Wednesday morning. Right now it's 40.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Dr. Omar, we sometimes think I'm going to lose weight. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week, and then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds.
Think of the 4 main things to help us balance: how I sleep, how I eat, how I live, and my relationships. Don't shy away from seeking therapy. We need to seek that support to keep our health goals going.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan and filmmaker Craig Knitt, who joins me in the studio. That's right, folks. He's going to fight Green Bay traffic. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We love the energy we get with Field of Greens. Most of all, we love the confidence that even if we have a cheat day, if we have pie and ice cream at night, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens, the nutrition my body needs every day. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. That's right, I got you 20% off. Just use code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. All right. I made a bold claim. We were going to clear the board. We're going to get all these wonderful people to fill this room with their intelligence. We're going to have to do speed rounds. That's why I'm talking so fast, also because that's kind of sometimes how I talk. Janelle from Denver, Colorado, you are on the air.
Yes, good morning, Jefferson. I have a question and also a comment. My husband and I are seniors. We're in our 70s. We've been doing everything we can. We hate what we see happening in our government. My husband is the product of his family was all lost except his grandfather to the Holocaust. And we see the horrors that are happening. Yep. It's terrifying to us. We are getting ready to march tomorrow at our Capitol here, and I want to know what kind of messaging would be more of a unifying. I mean, we saw thousands of signs, everybody saying, you know, everyone protesting something. And I want to know what we can do to maybe get a more unified message across. And if you have any ideas,
oh, Janelle, it's such a good question.
Also, Trump is evil.
Yeah, so it's such a good question. I'm going to dodge it, but for a good reason, because I want to keep my promise of clearing the board, and then I'm going to answer it. Let me say something short. One, don't be too worried if the thing you say is a sign that not everybody else has. It's more important that people do stuff than people do the perfect thing. Have a bias for action. Yes, I am preaching, trying to get unified messages, absolutely being thoughtful and strategic, trying to aim that laser beam. And with all of that, bias for action. Don't be frozen. Don't have analysis paralysis. Bias for action. Go out. It's better to try and fail than not try at all. So that's the first thing I'll say. Another quick thing I'll say. I like thinking about you. And Janelle, I don't just mean you. I mean, if I'm you, I like thinking about the you you're trying to reach. That's why I like Trump is bad for you. Not just Trump is bad. Trump is bad for you. And that doesn't mean the sign doesn't even have to be about Trump. I think I would focus on tearing down public structures is bad for you. Tearing down stuff that protects you against bird flu, which, by the way, is increasing the price of eggs, and that is Trump's fault. Firing people who are going to protect our oceans, firing people who are protecting us from planes crashing in the sky, tearing down America is bad for you. I'm workshopping it out loud as I try to answer your question, and I don't mind that. They're tearing down America, not tearing down the government, not firing employees, they're tearing down America. And it's not just tearing down America. Tearing down America is bad. And it's not just a tearing down America is bad. Tearing down America is bad for you. All right. We just went through a quick writing consulting session, and that's what I came up with. Tearing down America is bad for you. What do you think, Janelle?
I love it. That's great. We'll make a sign.
All right, Janelle. Thanks so much. Keep at it. Let's go to Early. You're from Hillsborough. Go ahead, Early.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Early Pennington, and I'm from the Philippines, and I'm now a citizen of the United States. I am a veteran activist on the street. we got rid of Ferdinand Marcos, who ruled the Philippines for 20 years during martial law. We were out on the street day and night.
Yeah.
People do not leave, did not leave the street. Some went home, some stayed. People, you know, after work, sleep on the street at night, wake up and back to work. We did not leave the street only, but we, except when we have to march to other places and spread our, protest.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do. Be out on the street every day. I would say night and day, but because of the weather, the cold weather, we just have to be there on the street day or every day, every day.
Early, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that call and for being able to bring your own experience to urge people to do what you've already seen and, in fact, already done. Thank you so much and encourage folks. My old friend Ben Fain started a peace vigil back when peace didn't mean letting Russia just annihilate people in Ukraine without consequence, and did and would hold that vigil on the side of the road, and it went on for years. It went on for years until we pulled out of Iraq and Afghanistan. So, Early, thank you so much for that call. Monica from Texas, you are on the air.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good.
The reason I'm telling you this, I was born in Germany, and people didn't organize against the Nazis early enough.
Yeah.
And what I've been doing the last couple of days is trying to encourage Democrats in the Capitol to walk out after Trump gets on the podium and just walk out.
Yeah.
Because we need to tell the people that we care, and guess what, Mr. Trump, I'm not even going to say president, we don't care what you have to say,
yep,
because it's our country, and you do not represent me.
Yeah, and Monica, this is the strongest argument against, something embedded in what I heard you say, is the strongest argument against the Carville take. And I'm still processing that, to be clear. But the strongest argument against the Carville take is, if we don't show an alternative, if we don't show that there is a better path that is important and there are people ready to lead for that better path, I think two bad things happen. One is that people might not think it's that important, so they don't need to care either. And two, they don't know who to follow. They don't know who that alternative might be. They don't know who to support in order to get that alternative. So that's why... just like hiding and freezing is not a good response. And I'm not against a walkout. What I do want to say is that we shouldn't put all our eggs in the basket of asking Democratic elected officials to do blank. Everything we do that can make it, that can start changing that public narrative, everything we do that can start changing that public conversation to see the impacts that these cuts are having, see the impacts that our lack of loyalty to American principles, American values, the American Constitution, American allies, see the impact that is having. That would make a boycott more effective, might make a boycott more likely, and give more cover for those who are doing that kind of thing. Last word for you, Monica.
Well, I totally agree with what you're saying, but where do we start?
Yeah.
We have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And what I'm guessing is what my gut says. People are going to be tuning in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that would be the first step for Democrats to say, we care about the people, sir. We do not care about what you have to say. That would be a start. That's my only gut instinct based on what I went through in Germany.
Yeah.
That's all.
Monica, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for being part of this community.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Bye.
Let us go to Tom, wins the most patient listener award. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I think what the Democrats have to do, rather than, you know, you can do the demonstrations and everything you want, but you're not going to win elections, and you have to win elections to stop Trump, and this is to get the skilled unions like the Teamsters back into your fold. I mean, you lost them. You can't win the battlegrounds with them. So you've got to dismantle your platform as it is now and build it right on the middle class, right on skilled unions, because I don't think they understood. 80% of skilled union people don't have children, but we do have the tax cuts. The middle class portion of the 7217 tax cuts are very important to us, and the Democrats were dismissive. And we also have excellent health care. We don't want parts of Medicare for all. That's why a lot of people shifted like me. I would love to have a Democratic Party that didn't abandon me. And if you want to win elections and stop this, you've got to go back to the middle class. And I'm begging you would.
Let me go back to that for a second. When you think about, and I know some of the moves, right? I mean, I know that's why Trump talks so much about NAFTA, and then he passed a trade agreement that basically just spelled it differently. And I know that's why he goes after social issues, so he can go after that skilled worker and say, what do you care about abortion, or heck, what do you care about, you know, trans rights or whatever else? I know some of those. And I heard what you said about tax cuts. When you think about a policy set that is focused on the middle class, what are the couple of things that come to you first?
I would say we would keep our tax cuts. Mm-hmm. We can keep our medical insurance and not have it go to Medicare for All plan that would try to keep inflation low, which that could be a risk with Trump, but it could also be a risk with the Democrats if they, you know, these guaranteed incomes came through. Mm-hmm. And finally, don't tax corporations so heavily that it's going to hurt our retirement investments. And they were on the wrong side of all these issues, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And I was a union rep for 24 years. Always, for the first 12 years, was Democrat. But they've abandoned us, and their policies would have hurt us.
What I push back, and I know that we've moved to employer-based for years. We have employer-based healthcare. I'll say this quickly, and then I want to get another caller to try to keep my promise. Thank you so much, Tom, for the call.
Thank you.
Well, push back a little bit on the abandonists. I agree that there needs to be a louder call and a focus on middle class economic policy, including skilled trades, and not only Teamsters, also longshoremen, et cetera, also plumbers, pipe fitters, et cetera. And that does mean smart on tax policy. But let's be clear on tax policy. Like, Trump's not pushing for a middle class tax cut. He's not pushing for a tax cut for people who earn between, you know, $50,000, $100,000, even a little bit north of $100,000. Tax cuts he's pushing for are for people who are lots, lots, lots richer than that. I do think a Democratic economic policy that includes a middle-class tax cut is a smart thing. But I want to push back a little bit on the sort of factual claim that I heard you make. On inflation, think about what the moves are to lower inflation. Because those moves probably include not making it quite as easy for the people actually raising prices to raise those prices, right? Joe Biden didn't raise those prices. Democrats didn't raise those prices, right? So I'd be thinking about what that does in fact mean. I do think that means a right to organize. I do think it made sure that there are in fact protections for organizing, protections for organized labor. There's other stuff, but I got to get one more caller so they can do speed round before we go. And that's going to be George from Cripple Creek. You got a little bit of time before break. Go ahead. George? All right, Kenyatta, you're the last word before break. Kenyatta, you there? Huh. All right, so I'll dwell more on what is a middle class focused economic policy for the country. What does trade look like? What do and I heard our callers say, well, it's not about childcare because 80% of union members. I want to check that number, that it's not only about children. I do think it's about job training. I do think it's about making sure that there is a path to ownership, not just a path to working. I do think that it is about making sure some of the cost of living elements, including helping to make sure there's sufficient housing supply so housing costs aren't being jacked up. I do think there's some things
that
right now.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
That are right now worth promoting. They're already in there and really interesting, engaging on one of those other planks of platform that makes sense. We'll be back.
Old car sitting around your house?
Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's own special kind of chaos. With ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business, save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 100,000 companies, in fact, over 130,000 companies, have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com. Use code TOM to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com. Code TOM. George, I hope you are on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Jeff?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice.
Well, this is a proposal I've heard batted about for aid for Ukraine. There are about $300 billion of sequestered Russian assets, mainly in Europe, and the proposal is liquidate those and use that $300 billion to fund aid to Ukraine. That would be a big pot and wouldn't cost us and the Europeans an extra penny.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I will say for anybody who thinks that the stopping aid to Ukraine has anything to do with money, look only now. And for those people who were concerned about Joe Biden relative to what was happening in Israel, look what just happened with the billions of dollars that were funded to Israel. Emergency funds, I think $4 billion sent to Israel right after Israel canceled its agreement to do its next ratchet down on a pathway to peace. I want to get to Kenyatta before we go to break. George, thank you so much. Kenyatta, you're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson. Something I haven't heard anyone speak about after Friday is at one point, right about 40, the whole thing lasted about 49 minutes. I watched it from start to finish. Right about 44 minutes in, when it started to really go downhill, there's a certain point where Trump actually strikes Zelensky. He takes his right hand and he actually backhands him in the chest. Do you think that Donald Trump would have done that to President Xi, one of the Saudi royals?
No.
Or Vladimir Putin?
He wouldn't even do it to Eminem.
No, really, man. And yeah. Here's this guy. He's being a tough guy. Mr. Five deferments from the Vietnam War. Yeah. How do you get five deferments, coward? And he's going to be a tough guy with this little fella, Zelensky. Now, politics out of it, how I feel about Ukraine, you know, that was just amazing. Let me tell you something about bullies, Jefferson. I've dealt with them my whole life, and there's one way to deal with them, and they've got to be smashed in the mouth. And until the American public realizes this, this guy's going to keep steamrolling this country.
Good call, Kenyatta. Yeah, Donald Trump is a bully, and he's bad. Thanks so much for the call. Thanks so much for your wisdom and being part of this community. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hegseth requiring a what did you do last week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers, broad. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary.